Chapter 1. Foundation. Man and Machine. When I mention artificial intelligence, the first thing that comes to people's minds is likely to be science fiction stories, such as the movie iRobot. You know, robots plotting to enslave humanity, or perhaps a humanoid robot learning to demonstrate and feel human emotions and eager to integrate into the human world, as Andrew did in Bicentennial Man. Artificial intelligence seems far off and futuristic to us. As a result, we haven't given much thought to it and aren't sure that we will need to anytime soon. For all of the sci-fi movies and TV shows that flood our screens year after year, we might have missed that we have already welcomed various forms of artificial intelligence into our families and homes. Artificial intelligence, AI, is a crucial piece of many forms of technology today, including smartphones, social media, search platforms, and smart home devices. Famed computer scientist and futurist Ray Kurzweil says that if all of the AI systems decided to go on strike tomorrow, our civilization would be crippled. We couldn't get money from our bank, and indeed our money would disappear. Communication, transportation, and manufacturing would all grind to a halt. AI is everywhere, even if you don't recognize it. But for all of its advantages and benefits, AI is also challenging some of the basic principles of life, causing many to wonder about human nature and what really makes us distinct from the rest of creation. AI is doing things like driving cars around our streets and automating countless jobs that were created for humans. AI is changing everything about our world and society, and we aren't prepared. Artificial intelligence is the technology of today and tomorrow. So where do we begin our journey to understand it? We must begin where everything began, in the pages of Scripture. Scripture is our guide to navigating this world with wisdom and ultimately points us to Jesus Christ, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. Seeking wisdom. Scripture never mentions anything about artificial intelligence. That likely isn't a surprise to you. Many of the issues we face in life are not explicitly addressed in the Bible. But God's Word supplies wisdom to us as we encounter tough questions. So I propose two questions to aid us in our journey to apply God's Word to artificial intelligence. 1. What does it mean to be human? 2. What is technology and artificial intelligence? What does it mean to be human? The book of Genesis describes how God created everything in our world. He created the heavens and the earth. He created everything that has ever been known. Before the